Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
And on that day, Gordo Cooper flew higher, longer, faster than any other person. I'm Levon Helm.
You're America's favorite vocalist slash drummer from the band.
From the band. Was he a drummer or a guitar player?
Drummer vocalist, it turns out.
Drummer vocalist?
Mm-hmm.
JoJo Kane was his name. The nominee.
Welcome to Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. It is the day of the week where we let you reach in and touch us.
Oh.
Let's go to, we're going to go to Pennsylvania. Where they had a big election last night.
Yes.
Pennsylvania. Wes from Pennsylvania, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good bull day.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody down there?
Everything's fine, Wes, except we do have a technical issue. Normally, we generate most of our phone calls by what are called push notifications on people's phones, which they get when they're commuting to work. But you, sir, have salvaged our Wide Open Wednesday because you, sir, are calling us without the aid of a push notification. So, Wes, I am happy with you. What can we do for you?
Oh, doing good. I got the live notification on Facebook, so I thought I'd call in. I had a question.
There you go.
But wait, whose did you watch? Did you watch Mike's or did you watch mine?
Great question.
I got Mike's notice.
That. Boo! There it is. We'll ask every caller today.
Who's got the juice? Everything.
Okay, yeah. And suddenly, Rob, it's a competition.
And that's what we love, yes.
Well, that's wonderful. Wes, how are things? You're not in that district that had the big election last night, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm over here in Harrisburg, but that election was out near Pittsburgh, and we're keeping a close eye on it. I'm very curious about that.
Very interesting.
Keeping up with the news on that.
What can we do for you, Wes?
I had a question for Rob.
Okay.
A little bit perplexed, Rob. You've taken a couple of my Audio Vault submissions over the years.
Yes.
And I sent in one early last month that I thought would be like solid gold.
Right.
And you sent back a message and you said, nice, thanks. And that was it. But it never showed up. And so a couple of weeks ago, I wrote an email saying, did I violate some kind of protocol that it didn't get played?
This is great. Right. Can you tell us what the clip was?
What was
the clip, Wes?
It was the Falcon Heavy launch. There was a video clip.
That would have been really cool to hear.
There were a couple of guys, and I think they were on like a radio tower. They were like 2 miles away from where the two side boosters came back down and landed.
Right.
And the audio is just unbelievable of those rockets coming back with the sonic booms, and then just the power of those rockets when they were landing from 2 miles
Rob,
away.
Would you entertain a resubmission? Would you let him resubmit?
He can resubmit, but he should know this. Wes, I do have that. Actually, I'm holding on to that clip for a day that I need a little something extra, because that's what I would call an evergreen audio clip, and I try to, you know, and I pocket them, and I hold them for when I need them. So if you would like to resubmit it to make sure that I have it in my
face.
Won't
they go bad?
They never go bad because they're hermetically sealed audio vault.
Rob is a saver, so he saves stuff, and he's very unlike me in that regard, where he will hold stuff that he will use because he does that, whereas I forget what I've said 5 seconds after.
What's really exciting in today's audio vault, I have some stirring audio from a presidential debate with Lyndon Johnson.
Oh,
that I'm just getting to.
That's a very, very exciting.
Roosevelt's wheelchair.
Thank you very much. Let's go to, who are we going to here? We're going to go to Frank from Fort Washington, Maryland. Frank, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good boating.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Frank.
Good morning.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, you know, when you got this new Italian
sports car
intern.
What's that?
What?
I'm a bit nervous. I've never called a radio.
That's okay.
You're amongst
Frank,
friends.
Do not be nervous. You are among friends, and we are incompetent as well. So we can all be friends here, okay?
All right. Well, it might just be me, but when I heard him first on the podcast, all I could get was an image of Furio from The Sopranos.
I can see that. I can see that.
That's not altogether wrong, right, Frank. Yeah. That's not altogether wrong. And Furio, I remember Furio. Furio was an interesting cat, right?
Scary guy.
He was a little bit scary, kind of a hitman from Sicily or Sardinia or wherever the hell
from over the seas.
From,
Andrea is here today if you'd like to ask him the question, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Let's ask Andrea while you stay on the line, Frank. We'll ask Andrea if he's aware of The Sopranos. He's been in the country long enough. Are you familiar with The Sopranos, Andrea?
The Sopranos is I actually heard of it, but I never saw it.
Ah. Okay, it's a good show. It's a mafia story about James Gandolfini.
All male models.
So he's not seen it. Frank, do you have any questions for Andrea, the Italian intern?
Well, you know, there was that bit of a romance between Furio and Carmen. I'm just wondering if he's ever met your wife.
Oh, he's drawing a very thick parallel.
Like the boss. Yeah. Like the boss. No, Frank, I can answer that. I will keep Andrea very far away from Mrs. O'Mara. Those two will never meet, but that was a very good call. And you did well, Frank, so be proud.
Yeah, nice job.
Let's go to Atlanta, Georgia, and say hi to Fred. Good morning, Fred, down in hot Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Nate Gordo Cooper flew higher, faster, and longer than any. He had the right stuff.
Levon Helm.
Yes.
Nice.
Levon Helm.
We have a connected audience. Nice. Yes.
That's wonderful.
This is Fred from Average White Band.
Oh, Fred.
You're turning into a regular caller. We love it.
That's another invoice.
I don't normally call twice. You know, times in a row, but you
that's
know,
all right. That's okay. It's really not in a row if we do it weekly.
A true artist knows the value of restraint. But yes.
There you go.
But you guys distracted me from the purpose of my call last week, which was not to plug the Birchmere in April. It was to tell you about one of the funniest. Thank you very much.
No sweat.
Hey, you know what? You know, hold on, Fred. We'll keep you on the line here. But you know what? Kick this up a little bit.
Oh, that's great.
I want
record.
People to hear what really good music is. Listen to this, all right?
It's so sad, Mike, because now you only hear this during wedding receptions. This should be played on the radio. Bring it up. Got the cake, a little piece, a lemon, look at the cream. I got the cake, I need a little piece, you know what I mean.
Hey, Fred, let me ask you a question. Give me a little piece. Because, you know, music gets labels all the time. What would you call that R&B? Would that be R&B, Fred? Is that how you would describe AWB?
R&B, soul music. It's soul funk. Music. It's, you know, it's
Was there ever a West Coast, East Coast R&B riff?
Beef.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It was just R&B.
Fred was able to block three bullet shots with his saxophone.
You know what? I know you didn't want to plug him at the Birchmere. When are you coming to the Birchmere, Fred?
Middle of April.
Let me tell you something.
It's a Friday and a Saturday night, right after the Rams Head in Annapolis, but I'm not calling to plug.
Oh, Rams Head in Annapolis would be a great venue.
Yeah. Great venue.
To see
great.
You
it's
guys.
It's a very intimate little club. Oh. Pack them in there, and it's sweaty and heaving. And
oh
yes.
My God! First of all, you don't need to be promoted for Rams Head because I know that'll be sold out. Birchmere, you just want to have a great room. That's a great room.
It's a great room.
Oh yeah.
I've been in the band 20 years. We play there every year, and every year it gets better and better. The crowd is amazing there.
Just such good music. It's so rare to find that kind of stuff. But anyway, what the hell were you talking
about?
But
that's not why I called.
All right.
Stop the music.
Yes, Fred.
But, you know, I should tell you, I'm very excited that we are playing in Glasgow in July with Bruno Mars.
Oh, wow.
What?
Now,
will you actually be playing with his horn section?
No, we're opening.
Oh, you're an opening
act.
Okay.
For him. We are opening for him.
Wow.
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
Will that translate into other dates? Is it a trial run?
I certainly hope so. Considering the success of Mr. Mars, that would be very nice for us. A little trickle down would be excellent.
Oh, my God. I would drive all over the great peninsula of Florida to see that concert. That would be amazing.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome.
But that's not why I called.
Why did you call, Fred?
I called to tell you about one of the funniest talk-ups. I don't know if it was a talk-up or a back-announce on a song. I was in a cab in England, and this is really dark, but the guy was introducing, I'll just tell you what he said. He said, and that was Marvin Gaye, a gentleman who gave a new meaning to the phrase, would it kill you to go see your father?
Oh, no!
Yes.
That's good.
I could not believe it.
That's a good line. I like that a lot. That's
I am
it.
Equal parts disgusted and trying to remember it.
I think you'd love it, Rob.
That's awesome, man, Fred.
That is fantastic.
Love it.
Fred, continue. You can call every week. You make good calls, and we appreciate that. And by the way, if you get a chance, folks, to go see at Rams Head or Birchmere or wherever, you know, get a plane ticket if you're a person of means and go to Glasgow.
Yes.
Glasgow. That'll be great. Thank you, Fred. We appreciate the call. Let's go to Justin in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. West Virginia? Is it Harper's Ferry, West
Virginia? It is West Virginia. That's where I bought my first jukebox in Harper's Ferry.
Rob, you got to do another Facebook Live because people are slacking right now, and I'll do it too. While we're talking to you, Justin, we're going to do another Facebook Live.
So try to stay out of the way, friend.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, we'll do.
Go.
Yeah.
Good morning, Oscar. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I just want to let you know you are a lucky man because literally the same weekend that you woke up and couldn't move, I did the
Hold
same.
Hold on, sir. Hi, everybody. It's Facebook Live, and it's your old buddy Rob Spiewak.
Like
we're doing
show.
Wide Open mm-hmm. Wednesday, and we need to hear from you.
Us.
We'd love to hear from you.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike. Hey,
what we need to do is have you pick
right
up the phone, and there's digits, there's buttons, and you want to fit them in this order. 1-888-920-6673. And then you call, and we'll talk to you. And that'd be great. You can talk about anything you want to do. You can ask for advice. You could share a story. We just heard from Fred Vigdor from the Average White Band, which according to me is an above average white band.
This will be fun to
edit. But what we're going to do is throw the lines open to you. 1-888-920-888-920-6673. That's 1-888-920-6673. And there's Oscar.
So as you were saying,
congratulations.
Yes, Justin, go ahead.
What? Yes. Sorry, there was a lot of hold back there. I couldn't hear what was going on.
Crushed up.
Yeah. Crushed up.
So anyway, yes, this afternoon I will be heading in for my discectomy. Drugs did not work for me, and I just wanted to. Yeah, so
you want music and you want music and a jingle for your discectomy? Do you want me to do that for you?
That would be great, Mike. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Here we go. All right, let's do it. All right. 77 WABC. Please. Hey, everybody. How's your L5? How about your L4? Your lumbar spine. Sending this one out to Justin from Harper's Ferry. Gonna get that discectomy today. Yeah, he's lucky. They can get down and get between his discs. They couldn't do that with Mike O'Mara. Turns out he's too fat, but he's gonna enjoy the summertime with Will Smith.
Here it is. Yes!
And may I offer a quick piece of advice? Make sure you speak clearly, because discectomy sounds a lot like vasectomy. Just make sure they do the right procedure.
Will do, will do. Hey, Mike, one last thing. Because I am sedentary and have been for about a month now.
Me too.
So am I.
I do live in Harper's Ferry, which is 5 minutes from Charlestown, which is the home of the casino and the Hollywood racetrack.
Daddy,
I decided to go there for some entertainment yesterday for some degenerate, sedentary entertainment. And
did you win? Did you win?
Walked in 1 hour, walked out with $200.
Wow! Big win!
That's nice.
Walk out a winner.
And I had no idea that there were 100 handicap parking spots.
Hey, there you go.
You entered the parking garage.
That's right. And, you know, you don't even need the sticker or the license plate. If somebody calls you on it, you just go, blee, blah, blah. Anyway, I'm sorry.
They don't question that in West Virginia.
Blee, blah, blah.
Blee, blah, blah.
Blee, blah, blah. Let's go to Concord, California. We've gotten a call from Rick in Concord before. Hi, Rick. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning. It's Nickname Rick again. How's it going, fellas?
This guy.
Nickname Rick. Nickname Rick. Yeah.
So cool, right?
Yeah, hey, that's right. Nickname Rick. Yay! 97 Wave. Nickname Rick. Coming at you right now from Concord, California. Concord, is that where they make the grapes? Or do they build the plane? Not quite sure. Doesn't matter to me. We just got him on the line on the Mike O'Mara Show Wide Open Wednesday. Woo! All right. What can we do for you, Rick?
I got another wacky word of the day, if you want, or word of the week.
Boy, he keeps beating this horse, doesn't he?
You have a wacky word of the week?
Yeah, this one's for Rob, actually.
All right, well, let's set it up, super, shall we? W-A-B-C. Hey, everybody, crossword puzzle doer. Or a crossword puzzle doer.
Crossword.
You like wordplay? You a Scrabble maniac. Time for the Mike O'Mara Show Word of the Week. Get ready to be bored. Yeah, that's right. The Word of the Week coming right at you right now.
That's right.
ZZ Top, Sharp Dress. Hey, you screw. Hey, hey. Hold on. You messed up my
Eager
talk up,
Beaver.
Man.
Hey, nickname, more like dick name.
Rick, I was talking up your bit, and then I was going to get the word of the week. Now we have to start
start over again.
Yeah, from square one.
Now, Rick, until the music's over, I will come back to you, okay? So just be ready for that. Can you do that for me?
I can follow instructions.
Thank you. Let's go.
1580
Love this jingle. Oh, do I love words? Yeah, that's what we communicate with. That's right. I talk, you talk, she talks, they talk. Yeah, fantastic stuff. Time for the Mike O'Mara Show Word of the Day. Rick's going to give it to us from Concord, California, Brick House. All right.
Hey, that talk right up was a real Dave Kellogg special. When you start with, hey, I love words.
Love words. Wordplay. All right. Rick, Rick, what is the word of the day?
The word of the day is rum pot.
Rum pot?
Rum pot.
Yeah, if you spell it with two T's, it's for Rob Spiewak. It's an alcoholic.
Hey!
Rum pot.
Hold that for that.
Take it.
Yeah. Wow. I'm a little disappointed, but we'll do it again next week. Let's go to... Oh, it's time for our stock tip of the week, ladies
good
and gentlemen. That's right. Stock tip of the week from Mohammed in Woodbridge. Mo, what is your pick to click this week, my friend?
Apple. A-A-P-L.
Apple?
Is Mo, did they dip down a little bit? Did they dip down so that maybe this might be a buying opportunity?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got it. Thank you, Mo. Thank you,
this
man.
Has been Mo's stock tip of the day.
That's right. And that's Wide Open Wednesday without push notification. And Rob, you can start the show right now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Morning.
Who are you?
My name's Aileen. My real name's Al, but truth be told, I ain't from this planet, y'all.
Alien?
That's what they call me.
Why are you here?
I saw y'all in there. They're like nice people. Thought maybe I'd bail you out. Everyone could use a little bailing out once in a while. Come on, y'all. Why acting suspicious? Get in.
Where are we going?
Go wherever you all want.
Cotty.
Got the right idea? Come on. Be your
chauffeur.
Yeah, y'all can play Beyonce.
You girls is different from the rest. I knew y'all was special from the moment I saw you.
You look special.
It's in your eyes. It's written on your faces. I want to make you happy. I want us all to fall in love. Let's cause some trouble now. Live life to the fullest.
Spring break.
Spring break.
Gordo Cooper.
Spring break forever.
Forever.
It's spring. The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his Davenport, here's Mike.
Live. From the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, it's time for the greatest radio show in the world. Woo! The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We are a worldwide radio program and podcast with loyal listeners. The key, they get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on an app. Update it now. Get our show all day, every day. You'd love it. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. I'm going to make it up differently every day.
You like words?
That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We are taking your calls because it is Wide Open Wednesday. So, Terrell from Vancouver, British Columbia, please wait.
Thank you.
Our show today brought to you by Quip.
Yeah.
Good oral health impacts your overall health. So, why aren't you brushing your teeth properly?
Can you tell me that? Why? I don't understand.
Be smart. Start brushing better today. All you need is Quip, the company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design at half the cost of bulkier brushes. Quip is sleek. It's elegant. I've got it on my mirror because it's got a little case that you put it in there, and you can hardly see it because it's so stylish,
slim,
and space age. It's a wonderful electric toothbrush, and you're going to love it. It's backed by leading dentists and was one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25, and you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5. $5!
Five?
$5.
Five. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. Listen again. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will make you smile like never before.
Thank you, Mr. Quip.
Let's say hi to Tyrell, Vancouver, British Columbia. Hello, Tyrell. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm great today. How are you?
Hey. How are things in the Great White North?
They are fantastic. Just lots of beer and bacon and good life.
Nice. Man, beer, bacon, good life. But I would imagine you're up a little early this morning.
Too early.
A Lannister always pays their debts, Mike.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Very true,
Oscar. A Lannister always does.
Yes,
sir. Or you have to walk through the street naked.
Mm-hmm.
With somebody with your head on somebody else's
shame.
Body.
Shame.
That's right. That is shame, right?
Terrell, what can we do for you in BC today?
Well, today's a very exciting day. It is my birthday, so I wanted to immortalize myself on your podcast.
All right.
And it is also steak and day, so I just wanted to let all the ladies out there know.
Wow.
So do you think the fact that that your birthday coincides with the steak and the other favorite day, that maybe that's going to work out well for you? Are you optimistic about your chances, Terrell?
Well, I know it's going to work out well for me because, like Oscar, I got a lady on scholarship.
That's good. There you go. And
built-in scholarship.
Yeah. Does she know the requirements of the day?
She sure does.
How do you keep her informed of that? Does one write this on a calendar? Is there a greeting card?
Uses iCal.
Great question, Rob. Yeah. Great question.
Well, actually, she was the one who reminded me about it yesterday.
Oh, that's winner.
The best news of all.
Big winner.
How old are you going to be today, Terrell?
I'm going to be 29.
Yes.
29. You've got one more year in your douchebag 20s.
Right.
And is it the I forgot. Is it douchebag 30s?
Well, douchebag 30s, but I think that this guy
probably 20s.
He might have gotten early admittance.
Yeah. Well, no, I think, but he can use that 29, one more year of his wide-eyed 20s, and
wide-eyed
then he goes
20s?
Into his douchebag 30s. That's it. Happy birthday, Terrell.
Enjoy life.
Call. We appreciate that.
And for all of our nerd listeners, today is not just his birthday and that other day, it's also Pi Day, 314.
Yeah, I know, the math pie.
And they love that. Well, I like to think of it of the pastry.
I know. Can one more person mention the fact that Stephen Hawking died on National Pi Day? Okay. God, I hate people. Anyway, Rob from Iowa, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I have the answer to your money troubles.
Oh, good.
Talk to us.
All of ours? All of our money troubles?
I would hope so for $420
million. Oh.
$420
million. Powerball!
Oh, Powerball!
We're back in, baby. We get over $400 million. We're in.
We are. All we have to do to be successful. Wait a minute. All we have to do to be successful is pool our resources.
Our listenership.
Right. That's right. $20 each.
Everyone.
What do you think, Rob?
I'm in.
I was talking to the
caller. Oh, okay. Well, I don't think we should let him be a part of our thing, though.
Oh, I don't think he's going to be part of it. No, okay, it's got to be the three of us. Right. Maybe the four of us.
He's just informing us of the opportunity.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, you had something else you wanted to say. Go.
Well, you've also got the Mega Millions for 385 Friday night.
Mm. Oh. Do you have a system, and or do you pick randomly when you play your numbers?
Randomly.
I got you.
Yeah.
Randomly.
I got my two convenience stores I go to, but other than that, I just do random.
Which is your convenience store, sir? Which is your favorite?
Highs?
Come and go?
Sinclair.
Sinclair. Oh,
Sinclair.
Midwest. Well, you know what? I would recommend. Have you tried the one in Iowa City? It's called Bridges Old Fart Mart. Have you been to Bridges Old Fart Mart? It's great because if you get them after 8 o'clock, the night manager, Tommy Lang, is on duty. So that's
Mike, could we do really a small playlist where you come into Bridges Old Fart Mart and ask to
when,
buy
when the,
a Mega
when
Millions?
Working?
Yes.
I wish we had the bell. I wish we had the sign of the door with the bell. But we can do it like this. I will just use the regular door. And are you going to be the customer and I'm the man behind the counter?
I would prefer if you could be the customer buying the lottery ticket and I could be the merchant.
Right. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
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 I'd like to buy a lottery ticket, please.
Yeah, we're out of paper for the printer.
You suck, old man.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was our playlist. Steve Bridges is the owner of the radio station that we're on out there in Iowa City, Iowa. And we just did a little playlist that he ran Steve Bridges old fart mart. Bridges old fart mart. He'll probably get a kick out of that because he does that type of thing.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everyone. It's great to have you. Yes, Stephen Hawking. That is the news of the day. The physicist and brilliant person with the... he survived a very, very long time, and I think in his mid-70s, he is
76. He passed away at 76. He did pass out, and then he passed away, and he was
did
diagnosed.
He really pass out before he passed away?
I was just
away.
Covering a misstep.
You made that up. Yes.
He was diagnosed with his disease at 21, so over half a century.
Fascinating story. Watch his movie.
Yeah, great movie. Yeah. Eddie Redmayne.
What is the movie about his life? I'm trying to think about. It's not A Beautiful Mind. It was.
I'll find the name of it if you don't mind. Actually, Pony, find the name of it instead of just sitting there staring at me.
He is a beautiful
man. That's what I'm doing.
I'll do is I'll say this about his story. I didn't know enough about it to understand what was going to happen in the movie. Right. But when I was done with the film, I realized that this man and this celebrated genius of our time, he overcame
actor.
So much.
Yeah.
Right.
To continue delivering what only he could.
Right.
After
I didn't know. I didn't know he was that old. And what you remember when he did the movie with Angelina Jolie, where he was like the detective. He was the evil guy that actually followed her, and she pretended to be pregnant, and he still caught up with her. And then he did that movie in real time, where they actually shot a movie over a kid's life, like 14 years.
A boy's life? I don't think it's the same guy.
No, that's not this. Dax Shepard? That's not him.
Ethan Hawke?
No. Stephen Hawking is the man who passed.
I'm sorry?
Stephen Hawking. He was a wheelchair-bound physicist, not sort of a good-looking
pretty
boy.
He was in great shape.
Yeah, he really did
look good. Ethan Hawke bites.
Ethan Hawke is
different.
Still alive?
He's still alive. He's with us. We can check the papers.
Pony, what movie was his movie? Theory of Everything.
That's the Theory of Everything?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Wonderful. If you want to know about what he endured and overcame, that's exactly what it is. And it was a terrific film.
Was he stricken by polio? What was it? It was one of those old-timey diseases.
I think it was ALS,
Lou
actually.
Gehrig's disease, right? Wasn't it he had? He survived much longer than people thought he would with the condition that he had. But he is one of the great thinkers of our time. And based on what we are in America now, no one will really think that was that big a deal.
Well, we've got flat earthers right now getting some run.
We have flat earthers have come back. Imagine that, if you will. Flat earth. People who think you get to the end and fall off.
Yeah, because it's flat.
Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand.
The earth is completely flat. Yes. By the way, Rex Tillerson was sending a coded message to the deep state.
That guy. that guy with tons more affiliates than we have.
Right.
That's it. Alex Jones, because I'm angry and I'm Texan.
And his father, the dentist.
Yes. Who's that?
Alex Jones's father is a dentist, remember?
The dentist?
And he had bad teeth, and we always love the fact that he has rotten teeth, but his father was a dentist.
I got implants. Have you seen those implant commercials, though? The fireman?
No.
Have you seen the fireman?
I see them all the time, Mike.
It looks seriously. He's got 7 coffee cups in his mouth.
Dinner plates.
So it's set up, and if you have, it might be a national commercial. It might be late night. I usually get late night, Mike, where you've got this fireman. And he's like, I just didn't like to smile. I didn't like the song. He gets these implants at this 24-hour service where you go.
So frustrated.
And he's smiling afterwards in his fireman suit.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't. Like, even if there was a blaze, your teeth would be too distracting. I could not get past.
Go for the Dionne Warwick model.
Hey, hold on. It's time to go sexy time.
Nice.
Wow. Right now.
Let's go to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and say hi to a lady named Merle.
Hey. Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey.
Merle, how are you?
Mm. How are you, baby?
Hey, got an important question for you.
Please.
Yeah.
We're doing Bangers and Mash tonight.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Are you jumping the gun on St. Patty's Day? Well, that's British.
We had corned beef the last 2 nights. We decided to spread it out the whole week.
Oh, that's the best way to do it. Bangers and Mash and corned beef.
Yes. You remember that radio show, Mike? Bangers and Mash? It was she said.
Bangers and Mash. Corned beef and cabbage. Shepherd's pie.
Actually, shepherd's pie is this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, man. So you're doing like a whole tribute to St. Patty's Day all week long. Right?
You and Nikki Diamond?
Nope, me and the husband. Now, here's an important question. Actually, I have 2 important questions.
All right.
Yes. Number one, thinking of switching it up, roasted potatoes, like herb roasted potatoes, or mashed potatoes?
Well, you can't call herb roasted potatoes mash.
True.
No, she said it's a choice.
It's so either or.
Trying to shake up the. Can I give you my favorite kind of potato? If you're I like Greek potatoes with like the olive oil, little lemon,
I've had that
and
before.
Salt
yeah,
and pepper
yeah,
the
olive
put
oil
under
and
the
oregano. Yeah.
Oh, what about French fries?
See, we're trying to stay away from the fried foods. We're trying to be healthy, keeping it tight.
What about sausage with tater tots?
Tater tots. My God.
Now, the other question is, it's Pi Day.
It is Pi Day.
And how bad an idea is it to send my husband to the store by himself to get just 2 pieces of pie?
I didn't know you could buy a piece of pie like that.
Oh, yeah. You can go in the grocery store and just get like a piece of pie. Oh,
wow. I went to the grocery store and bought a piece of pie, but it was round and 10 inches.
All right. Hold on a second. Merle, I think that the piece of pie in the grocery store, there's something that strikes me as wrong about buying individual pieces of pie. I think you pick the pie you want, you cut a couple of pieces out there, and then you cover it with the saran wrap. And then you put it in the refrigerator for later. That's the way I would. Yes, Rob.
And as someone who has spent a fair amount of time,
that Rob has something to say about pie.
Mike, it's not about pie. It's about being in the grocery game. And here's what I can answer to this: the pie that you buy by the slice is not today's pie.
Oh.
And don't they normally scratch their ass and then cut the pie?
Yeah, and don't buy if you go to one of the major stores. I won't call them out, but they serve something called anal peanut pie. Do not get that.
So you're saying the slices are old.
Yes.
My problem is if that whole pie is sitting there, I will eat the rest of it.
That's my girl.
Yeah, don't you just look at it.
And there's nothing wrong with that, Merle. There's nothing wrong. Merle, since we're on the subject and you're dealing with Rob Spiewak and Mike O'Mara, assisted by Oscar Santana, and Rob and Mike love all things food, especially fattening food.
Yes.
What is the priority pie for the Merle household?
I think we may have to go blueberry.
Oh, okay. Ooh, then buy the whole pie.
Yeah, buy 2.
The whole pie.
Buy 2
ice cream. With vanilla ice cream. Merle, thank you for honoring St. Patrick by buying blueberry pie.
There you go.
Have a good one, guys.
Take care.
Wonderful call. Good call. I like that call.
That's the official pie of St. Patrick's Day?
I'm so hungry now.
Blueberry.
Blueberry. That's blueberry. Right.
Well, not all, it wasn't always. It wasn't St. Patrick. It was just the holiday where they said, these little berries. These little berries taste fine. These berries make me want to fight. I think I'll go outside in downtown D.C. and blow out my ACL.
And if you go to a Dublin grocery store, they're actually called fighting berries.
Fighting berries. All I do is take a couple of spoonfuls of these berries, and I want to kick the ass of a Marine Corps major who offended my wife when she was vaping. Anyway, that's it. We have to take a break.
We should take a break. Too. Yes,
it's time to take a break. St. Patrick's Day is coming up this weekend,
Saturday.
And I'm not sure what we're going to do, but we get a babysitter, you know. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Meara Show.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, it's Dan the Fan Man, back with the best prices at the Dan the Fan Man Fanporium at our numerous locations in Fanassus, Washington, Fan DC, and Fanganistan. Fans so great, you'll be dancing the Dan the Fan Man Can-Can. And don't worry, if you require a fan for the tropics, I speak Spanish.
Sí, por favor, cumple una exhibición de bonas para que pueda dejar de hacer estos promos para el hombre blanco.
Remember, if you need a fan, I'm your man. Unfortunately, the Mike O'Meara bonus show is only available in English, but it's always available at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara
show. What was the end
show
of that email address?
Love
it.
This portion of our program brought to you by Cornerstone. For a while, we've been telling you how great the guys at Cornerstone First Financial are. Here's proof. Cornerstone First Financial is now offering the Hometown Heroes program, which is for police, firefighters, teachers, and veterans looking to purchase or refi a home. These heroes will receive 20% of the participating real estate agent's commission towards their closing costs. So if you're a hero that's buying or selling a house, please visit cornerstonefirst.com and they'll connect you with the real estate company that covers all the states they're licensed in. Plus, you're still getting a free appraisal from Cornerstone, so that is a huge savings as well. It's a fact that interest rates are going up, so are all the TMOS listeners. They need to act now to refinance, to take the cash out, or pay off debt before they go up further. Click the banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention, from application to closing, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And thanks to all of our heroes from Cornerstone First Financial. I've been trying to get this all week on the show.
Yeah.
That Rob Spiewak has a story to tell because, well, how old is Julia?
Julia's 17 now.
She is 17 and she's got a boyfriend now.
Her first official boyfriend, where she's actually, you know, admitting to it. Because I've always said that there's been boys that she won't cop to it, but they were spending time together. And I thought perhaps there was a little something more than friendship. But this is one where she says, we are dating, and his name is Caleb.
Ooh. Caleb is now, I said yesterday when you mentioned it briefly, Caleb, is that a biblical name?
It is a biblical name, but I don't get the fact that it was named. He doesn't seem like he's from an overly religious family. I did not
sounds
ask
like
that
a
there.
Southern name, kind
yes,
of a Southern. Caleb.
Could be. He's from. He spent some time in Arizona and spent some time in one of the Midwest flat states. Might have been Indiana. I forget.
Okay.
Caleb. But he is a longtime Leesburg resident.
Hello, Mr. Spiewak. Gordo Cooper flew higher, further and faster than any man. Does he sound like Levon Helm?
No, he's quiet. He's not much of a talker, but he is respectful. Okay. But here's what really surprised me is that they sort of made it what you would call Facebook official,
yes,
but they're not on Facebook. And they went to a Tyler the Creator concert at the new...
Is that a wrestler?
No, he's a rap enthusiast, Mike.
Ah,
they
okay
went to a
I'm
concert.
I'm so sorry. I'm 58. I'm allowed to make those mistakes.
Downtown, and they made it official, and she told me. And so we'd seen him...
How does your 17...
By the way, I'm sorry for that mistake, Oscar. I don't mean to interrupt you, but would you like to hear a word from Tyler the Creator?
No problem.
Yes, please.
Let's bring him in. Tyler the Creator, can you come in now, please?
I made you.
he made
from his new hit record, I Made You, Tyler, the Creator.
Can you not fast forward through this? Because I know you're uncomfortable talking about
No,
this.
Not really. It's cool.
He brought it to me.
How does your 17-year-old daughter share to with you that she finally has a real official boyfriend?
She does not. She tells her mother.
Ah.
And her mother tells me. And then I say, so Julia, you're dating Caleb. And her face falls, not in a bad way, but almost like embarrassment.
Yes.
But a smile. You can see the smile.
Wait, and how did it happen? How did it go down?
She told Carrie. And then Carrie told me, and then I went to Julia and I said, so you and Caleb, huh? Because I'll usually, when Julia gets home from school, I'm usually at my computer.
I'd love to see your face when Carrie told you, though. I'd love to see how you reacted.
How did Carrie tell you?
Specifically, how did she say it?
She says, well, we kind of saw it coming because Carrie.
You knew the kid already.
We knew the kid, and Carrie is friends with his mom through Facebook, and they had been texting. And Carrie finally just texted the mom and said, are they dating? And the mom replied, well, Caleb thinks they might be. But it wasn't official.
That's high school.
Until the Tyler.
I don't even know families that talk to each other. Growing up, I have a different way of growing up. I don't think my parents met my high school girlfriend's parents until the time like they were searching for her.
Well, you gotta kind of, you know, be involved and figure out if it's a good family.
I
know they're a good family.
I get it. But what I mean searching is that I think she went to some rave and her father came knocking on our door.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, Mr. L, 3 a.m., what's going on? He goes, do you know where so-and-so is? And I was like, no, but my mom's right here. I don't know what's going on.
I did not introduce my first boyfriend to my parents for 8 months.
Because of the amount of questions it would cause?
Yeah, just the hassle.
Yeah.
You know, just the hassle of like, you really, you know, you're going to go through a lot. Yeah, it's okay. We can handle it.
I remember, though, that was your first boyfriend, Tyler the Dater.
Tyler the Creator. Actually, yeah, it was.
So you get confirmation.
Got confirmation, and she was a little embarrassed but smiley about it. I mean, she's not ashamed about it. I mean, she's introducing him to people as my boyfriend, so that's cool.
So
and I talked to him.
Strange.
And so this past weekend, this was a turning point because I like the kid already. He looks me in the eye, and that's a big
thing
for
boy,
me.
White boy, tan boy, black boy.
He's a white boy. He shakes my hand. He calls me Mr. Spiewak.
Need to know.
Answers questions when I ask him. He's not a real talkative guy, but he won't like not answer me or, you know, mumble or anything.
Tall.
Tall, thin. He's a dancer.
Oh.
He's been dancing a long time.
What kind of dancer?
A competitive dancer. Ballet.
Oh.
And
really?
Yeah, and he's really, really
good. So is
good.
He physically fit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That? There's pictures of him on Facebook and Instagram.
Breaking to Electric Boogaloo?
Like, he's like what a, jumping
I mean,
he's like 6 feet in the
that's
air.
That's terrific.
Oh,
I
he's great.
Fantastic.
And he's smart. He is going to take calculus over the summer because he likes math.
I don't want to make this all about yesteryear. But
right.
I don't know growing up if I knew a male ballerina. That
it would be a ballet dancer,
okay.
Not a ballerina.
Okay, well, again, this is new to me.
Of course.
It's a new world, right?
Right.
Brand new world.
Right.
What brought him to ballet?
That I didn't ask
you,
him.
Hold it. You didn't know anybody that danced in a ballet company?
I knew women that did that, but not men.
I saw, on a regular basis, I saw a person that was in ballet.
Who?
It was called The Mirror.
You're in ballet?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look at
you.
Yeah,
I was fantastic.
Yeah,
I can plie.
I was more into jazz and tap. So it was beautiful. Mike, you never forget, do you? Look at you. You can't steal the grace.
Right now, I know that you can't tell from this camera angle, but I'm on my toes.
Really?
I am on my toes. And they still have the calluses.
Yes, they do.
I thought they cut some sports programs. Is it private lessons?
It's not through school.
Oh, wow.
And I asked him, I said, how long have you been dancing? He says, my whole life. He says, I am so sick, Mr. Spiewak, of playing the Nutcracker Prince. Because it is primarily girls that do it. And so every year people want to do the Nutcracker and he always has to dance the Nutcracker Prince. But he's good at it and he is probably going to realize a scholarship from it.
Unfortunately, I was kicked out of my club ballet.
No.
Class. Yeah. Because it was a leotard thing.
What do you mean?
My balls were too large.
The The fabric just wasn't holding.
We are the worst.
It was not you know, not anything genetic.
It was graphic. It was graphic.
No, I'd had the mumps at that particular time.
Three of the students are still in counseling.
Okay,
very difficult. Yeah.
So is his last name Boitano? What's the story?
No. He's just, that's what he does. That's what he has done his whole life.
Don't make it that.
What do you mean? A figure skater is basically a male ballet dancer, right?
No, there are figure skaters that are straight.
Aren't they dancing?
And obviously, there are ballet dancers who are straight. I mean, my God, I'm trying to think of the Russian guy.
Rudolf Nureyev.
Rudolf Nureyev. No, it was Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Yes. Baryshnikov, too.
The guy who was in Sex and the City.
A known sex machine to all the chicks.
Right.
But I think that to me would A, be a sign of intelligence, and B, be a sign of courage. You are going to take a heart.
Especially in this world.
To me, a sign of dedication that he stayed at it for 10 plus years.
But correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe our kids more sophisticated about stuff like that now? And I base it on those wonderful young people from Parkland High School.
I think you can still find idiots out there. I think you can still find idiots, but I think as a
rule... Have you talked to him about the ballet? Have you talked to him about
it? I told him that it was really impressive. I find out he works at a studio. He works with kids, teaching them ballet. And so... And
wow. So he's really good at it.
He is excellent. So
is there a way next time he's in, he could do a little demo for you?
Would you like to make a private appointment? I could send him over to your Shane house.
I want you. I want you to videotape it for us and share it.
Well, we'd like for you to put a little effort
Shane
in.
Shane house.
little effort into what?
Yeah,
all I'm doing is working here.
Come see him.
No, I'm not gonna go see him.
You get between the lines. All this talk, and we're having fun, obviously. Yeah. But I think that you like him. I get the
I do?
Vibe that you like
because he's non-threatening.
Well, no, I wouldn't say
that's
that.
Why?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like just, you because you're not threatening.
You are making that statement because of the whole ballet thing.
Okay, look.
That is a terrible statement.
Let him show his shallowness.
He's not
fooling anybody.
I am the friend. Look, I have been.
Look.
How about this? I'm the only guy in this room that's ever kissed another guy. We've talked about that on the show. So I won't say that I'm ever not open to the other sex and that type of lifestyle.
Well, I'm just going to say.
What did you just say?
We've been over this.
And after that, I really don't want him to meet Caleb now.
Did you do
pounding
it with Seth Lloyd as a bit?
No, I did it with Zohan as a bit. Yes, on the air. I had to pay off a bet.
All right.
They had a lot of, on the Big O and Duke show, a lot of homoerotic.
No, that was the only homoerotic thing that's ever happened on that show.
Hey, we embrace the lifestyle. I'll tell you that.
By the way, that entire show is stocked
ahead of our time.
Way ahead.
Ahead of our time.
To really identify who they are.
Yeah. I like how I'll bring up a word you said before. Sophisticated.
If you have, how dare you, gentlemen? BigOandDukes.com. Check it out.
That's great.
Listen.
Gives you another guy.
If there's a starting quarterback that shows up at your doorway and I said, I'm here for your daughter, that's when I'm worried. I'm worried about teen pregnancy. I'm worried about the MTV show, 18 and pregnant. I'm worried about all these things.
One of my daughters did date a quarterback who came to the house in Manassas and picked my daughter up for a date when they were staying with me.
That was Sonny Jurgensen, wasn't it?
No. This was a legitimate kid playing in high school, and he came right to the front door. I opened the door. I greeted him, and I said, give us a kiss. Oh, stop it. What am I doing? What am I doing today? I'm just being silly.
You're like
silly.
I'm young, Mike.
So,
I'm just
what impressed me the most about Caleb is this.
Just like your wife.
Pool boy.
No.
Pool boy. I don't Cabin understand. Boy. I don't understand.
I don't understand.
He's out there skimming the pool, and I don't understand the feelings.
Good job on the pool. Would you like a tip or a kiss?
Hey, was tip in quotation marks?
So your daughter's dating.
Yeah, she is. And she, you know, she's ever since she's been a wee little one, she's gone to brass camp, which is for brothers and sisters of cancer survivors.
Oh, yeah.
She's aged out of that now. And now she's trained and she is a counselor. So she is a volunteer at this camp that caters to the siblings of cancer survivors, right?
Great cause.
And it's a great cause. Special Love is the outfit. The outfit, Mike.
Outfit. There you go. That's a great outfit there.
The camp.
You want to come down to the Woolworths? I got to get get a new sweater. Great outfit.
Great outfit. So they do a 1 week of camp in the summertime, but they do a brass weekend. And she drove up to, I guess, down to Front Royal, Virginia, where they have the facility. And we drove her down Friday night, but I had to pick her up on Sunday. And that's when Caleb said, Mr. Spiewak, would it be cool if I came along to pick her up when we, you know, to meet her? And I said, Caleb, that'd be more than fine. But, you know, it's just going to be me. It's going to be you and me in a car for 90 minutes. Are you okay with that? And he said, absolutely. And
that's, see, the kid's got guts. The kid said that he's above average. I think everything you're saying about him right now, I think, why are you smirking? Why are you laughing? I think he's an above average
kid. It was okay until I put my hand on his knee. And I said, are you uncomfortable? I'm not.
Do you like bears?
This car ride is going to be like the movie The Revenant.
When do you turn 18?
When is the car? When is the car ride?
The car ride. I picked him up at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Yeah, and when that door
on
to
the
that
Lord's
car opens,
day?
Yes, the Lord's
when,
day.
When that door, that car door opens, this is what Caleb's going to hear in his head.
He already picked him up.
But here's the thing.
Oh, you've already had the drive?
Yeah, he is 100% a teenager. I'm going to be a couple minutes late. I forgot and I overslept. And, you know, my bad. But he was apologetic about it. And we talked on the way down about what he wants to do as far as, you know, his next year in school and what he's going to do over the summer. He's doing some very responsible stuff. He has a job. He likes Julia very much. It didn't get too deep. But
what does he like about Julia?
What he likes about Julia is that she's funny and she's smart with two things that he said. And here's the only thing that flipped me out. The ride couldn't have been any more pleasant. He's a good kid. And, you know, you as a father of daughters, you worry. Mm-hmm. You don't want, what you really don't want is for someone, your daughter, to fall for and have them be an a-hole. Because, you know, it
doesn't matter on my scale. I hate them all.
Okay.
Every one of the bastards. Every single one of them. Stay the F away.
Confirmed.
But here is the thing that really flipped me out is when she knew he was going to be there. Mm-hmm. We picked her up at this camp facility in Front Royal, and she sees him, and I see a side of Julia I've never seen before. Mm-hmm. She's giggly and smiley and maybe a little flirty, and she is not like that, and it's
hop
so...
in the car. Hop in the car, Julia.
Okay.
Like you were there.
Come on. Do they both jump in the back seat?
They're in the back seat. But you know what? Since I had bought them a drink at McDonald's, I had the hand rest down. So they couldn't get too close together.
Wait. I was just kidding about that. You let them sit next to each other in the back seat and you're the chauffeur?
Sure.
You're such a pushover.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You're wrong. That's what a dad would do. You're doing that there so they can chat with each other and they can sit next to each other. Where Rob went wrong is that he talked about buying him a drink. He brought them a Red Bull and vodka.
That's what he bought them
at the store. At Bridges Old Fart Mart.
Go ahead, make out, kids. I'll just be up here minding my business.
Yeah, you go to the old Fart Mart, you get the vodka and Red Bull, two for $2.22.
There you go.
But anyway,
chauffeur.
So I'm pretty sure I'll be a father-in-law by summer.
Hey, kids, we're about 10 minutes away from dropping Caleb off. Might want to finish up those Bud Light limes. Thank you very much.
Beer-a-rita.
Beer-a-rita. Strawberry-a-rita. I look forward to someday maybe meeting the kid.
You'll like him. He's a good kid.
And the
that's
family.
Wonderful. Yeah. Sounds like a nice kid. And the whole family. That's right.
All the Calebs.
The Caleb and his brothers, Cain, Abel, all of them. We'll take a break.
Methuselah.
And we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
This Friday, the Mike O'Meara Show is one for the takers. That's right. If you are one of the blood-sucking ticks that don't subscribe to the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show, this Friday for one day only, it's your chance to enjoy bonus show fun for nothing with our preview. On Friday, March 16th, the TMOS Bonus Show is 100% absolutely free for everybody. Friday, even those of you who have done nothing to support our bonus show whatsoever will get a rare chance to sample the goods with our freewheeling, avant-garde, and loose-lipped fun. So get ready, slackers. This Friday, the TMOS bonus show will be free for all of you. So take advantage, because isn't that what you do best anyway? The TMOS Bonus Show. Freeview Preview. Our studio being down for maintenance on Friday is your golden opportunity. Don't blow it.
Wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018, but we want to make sure that everyone knows it. Here's all you need to know. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. Super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day, Rob Spiewak?
What do I always say? Be like Mike. Like Mike and buy the Lego City Coast Guard Heavy Duty Rescue Helicopter on sale. It's on sale. It's $12 off for $47. Look, this comes not only with a helicopter, but little people and a kayak and a motorboat and a buoy. What's up, buoy? But this is the beautiful helicopter that you can put together if you're 9 years old.
Yeah, boy.
Check it out. And it's cheap at Amazon.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find that helicopter and more at the top of MikeOMaraShow.com. Now, get clicking. Get clicking. I still screw that up. I don't like get clicking. I really don't. Anyway, that's me. That's just me. Let's
You better get to like it, mister.
Yes.
Let's go to Uganda and say hi to Martin in Uganda. Hello, Martin. How are you? All the way from Uganda. How are you, my friend?
Yes. Hello, my brothers. I think you know the way. Do you know the way?
Is this just, he's really not from Uganda.
Are you really from Uganda?
Do you know the way? Do you know the way?
Are you really calling from Uganda?
What's the capital of Uganda?
Yes, my brothers. I think you know the way.
Why, if you are from Uganda, do you have a Baltimore area code?
See how excited Oscar got when he saw the call coming in from Uganda? I didn't even know what he was doing.
I thought it was international.
I know.
I forgot that Adrian screens the calls.
You have to look at the call.
I'll say that.
Hung up on him, and the guy said, yeah, I think I fooled it pretty good there, hon.
Yes, sure. I'll say, though, when I jump into any ride service whatsoever now these days, I get that.
That's what you get?
Yeah, I said, doesn't that GPS tell you, sir, this is the way we're going?
I always remember the regular call to the old Don and Mike show, Nana from Ghana.
I remember Nana. Back
in the days of the morning show, that's when you were listening, when we had Nana from Ghana calling. And
Red
anyway,
Hot.
Red hot. Just a little sidebar here.
Yeah,
today at Cocoonville, they are poisoning the golf course. They are beginning. This is as true as I'm sitting here. They are beginning a process that will not close the golf course, but it will slowly begin to destroy the golf course.
Is the policy to get the Roundup on the grass before it's made federally illegal to use Roundup?
Now, why did you say that? Because you've concerned me. Have you heard that they're going to make it illegal?
There are rumors that
what they're doing is essentially poisoning everything.
Yeah, that's why there's no bees anymore.
Into the water system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And everybody down here does the same thing when somebody like breaks into the community. The eyebrows go up to the hairline. It's like, no, I think it's safe. But that's not what they're doing.
It's not our business.
Here.
Why poison the well, Mike?
Yeah.
I'm going to play the golf course on Friday with all this crap on it. And, you know.
Cheating death.
I think I will be cheating death. But the fact
Agent
is,
Orange.
Most of us have had the discussion that we're so old now that it doesn't really matter. So,
well, you're not old, though. No. I have to continue to remind you that.
I am not as old as most of them. I am not currently
as old. You're in your
50s.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when you're sitting there with your guys in their 70s, you're like, oh, what's that Roundup going to kill me?
Yeah.
The thing that concerns me about this this old-a-thon that I live in down here is that there has been no communication about it. There has been no word about it. There is nothing about the safety of what they're. But the fact is, there it is.
Got it.
They are putting poison out on the golf course,
And
they are putting round. They said it's Roundup. That's what they're putting out there.
Correct me.
And then they round up. They fertilize. Then they round up and they fertilize again. And then it's dead. And they start digging it all up.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't know that much about golf. I know when Tiger Woods is winning, it's a big deal.
Right.
I know that if we ever go down to Fort Myers, we'll never play with Mike because we're not good enough.
Right.
I know that every year or every couple of years, depending on your course, they switch the holes up and they change everything around.
No, this is a 20-year project.
Oh,
where we are long overdue because in golf courses they will periodically destroy the turf and replace the turf, because otherwise it's going to die out and the golf course will be ruined.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
They're rebuilding the course is what they're doing.
How long is the process overall from the beginning of the poisoning?
They start in earnest, not from if you start today
right.
with the poisoning, if you're counting that, it will be today, and they are shooting for October 30th. For the new grass,
do they make sure that everyone is paid up on dues?
What's that?
They make sure everyone's paid up on dues before they spread the roundup.
Yeah,
because they're dropping like flies.
But you can play it till April 11th, and I'll tell you when I come in and I'm like, okay, how you guys doing today? And I'm just a little concerned, and I'm also concerned because, like everything significant, life and limb, everybody's like, yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah. Sure,
I think it should be fine. It should be fine.
Yeah, but you got the little guy there.
Leave your cares at the door. Yeah.
I got the little guy there, yeah. And he's going to be in of doors. He will not be, it'll be to the car, back in, and then he will do all of his play dates outside of the community.
And there's other little ones that are canine little ones. Are any of them grass eaters?
They're going to be walked daily on the golf course.
Of course.
Lick the flowers.
You're going to sprinkle kibble on the fescue? Yeah.
So every 20 years.
Lick the flowers, Beluga. What?
Every 20 years, a golf course needs to be resodded, essentially.
The way I understand it, that's the way you blow it up and you get it done because it gets in trouble.
It's like remodeling a kitchen.
Yeah.
It gets outdated.
Exactly right.
Throwing away a radiator.
So the course is getting new cabinets.
Do you?
What's that?
Do they do it like two holes at a time so that the course is never like totally destroyed? Does it open up into a larger suite?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. I don't care. Anyway, that's it. That's the update. We have to take a break. When we come back, it is time for something I do.
Two holes at a time.
Desperately.
We can only play 16 today, guys. Yeah.
Two holes at a time, and the golf course will be in the paint. We'll take a break and we will come back with news you may not need or so. This one goes
out to the Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area?
Yeah!
Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the Ladies Who Lunch.
Stretch.
Stretch. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Legacy Box. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? This is really great.
The best.
If you have a big family, if you have a small family, you just want to save wonderful pictures, videos, VHS tapes, all the media that you have collected over the years with your family memories, you can do it now. All you need is a Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures. In my case, we sent in beautiful, beautiful videos that we took. I actually made when my mom turned 80 years ago. I actually made a video for her, and I wanted to preserve that because I had it on VHS, and it was a dated technology.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure it was preserved for my son and my daughters, and I was able to do that. Legacy Box is fantastic. You send them your movies, your pictures. They'll do the rest. They digitize your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's like magic. To get your originals and new digital files back, you do it in a few weeks. It's that quick.
Yep.
And they keep you updated because they cherish your memories as much as you do, and they pay attention to them every step of the way. They're actually barcoded,
yep.
And they will let you know where they are, what the process
is. Where they are in the procedure.
They know that people are so concerned about these cherished memories that they have. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of memories. All the work is done by hand right here in the USA and has been for over 10 years and 400,000 families. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, they're offering our listeners a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45 or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes to digitize your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% on your Legacy
really
Box
great.
Today.
Really great.
It's the best.
Get started preserving your past. Oops, wrong thing.
News.
Boo.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Jimmy Kimmel's monologues got a lot more political in the last year, especially over health care because of his newborn son's heart problems. And Kimmel knows some people were turned off. He says, quote, according to polls I've seen, it has cost me commercially. That's not ideal, but I wouldn't change anything I said. He adds that he knows his job is to entertain people, but he wants to reserve the right to talk about serious things that are important to him from time to time. Quote, I don't want to abuse my position. I pick my battles. 90% of the time I joke around, but some of the jokes, I hope, make people think. So that's what Kimmel says. And I think across the board, some of the ratings have been going up for some of these guys that are doing.
Well, what I love about Kimmel, and he sort of alludes to it there, of all the late night hosts, he's the only one that's still genuine. You would get genuine moments with Johnny.
But he's not number one.
No.
He's not number one.
And it sounds like he's okay with it.
And it, again, I'm a Kimmel guy, right?
Yeah, I think we all are.
But his... his social perspective and his take on everything and the way he uses his platform has cost him ratings.
Sure.
Where at one point he was number one, and then all of a sudden Colbert with his shtick shot to number one, and then Kimmel
was
number two.
Colbert is more political than Kimmel.
Well, but Colbert, that's his brand.
That's not
Kimmel's brand.
Yeah,
that's not what he was about. And then you had
be doing that if you were producing him.
Oh, that's no, not at all. And then the Golden Boy on NBC, he went to politics and then went to number two because that wasn't really his brand, but he does it so much now that that's just shtick, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's the social commentary is what's killing Kimmel, and it sucks to see that because what he's saying is right.
Yeah, and also he's genuine. He's a real guy, and I like seeing that.
The tribute to Rickles, which wasn't political, but was so genuine, was one of the sweetest things I've ever seen the talk show host do.
Yeah.
I go back and watch it often because he was so moved and touched by Rickles, and then he read the notes that Don Rickles sent him. I love that. So Kimmel is the most genuine of all of them.
Yeah.
And as Colbert, I try.
Well, remember, for years, Letterman was number two, and he was the best thing on television, period.
You got to have that moment.
People are stupid.
Yeah, you have to have that moment. Yeah, I think so. And I think you have to have that moment. And Kimmel might be the only throwback we have that really, really respects and honors the guys that came before.
Yeah. And
Carson never did any politics at all.
No. But Colbert, that was his brand before he got there.
That was
the timing was everything for him. If we didn't have this president, I don't think he would be number one.
You're right.
No,
you're right.
No, absolutely no. That wouldn't happen. Today is March 14th. Or 314, also known as Pi Day. That's PI because the number pi starts with 3.14.
Circle.
And according to a new survey, 55% of Americans say they're planning to celebrate Pi Day.
Yay.
43% will celebrate by eating actual pie. Merle called and said she was going to get a blueberry. A pizza pie might be purchased or another circular food. 16% of people will post about it on social media, and 50% will go for a 3.14 mile. This is crap.
I hate people.
These are all the people that are
keeping Kimmel at number two.
One more thing. If you want to celebrate by eating, there are a lot of chains offering Pi Day discounts. You can get good discounts on pizza at Blaze Pizza. I don't know where that is.
We got a Blaze down here.
Do we?
Yeah.
Pieology, Hungry Howie's, Whole Foods, and more. So,
okay.
Hungry Howie's. Pi Day,
people.
Hungry
don't buy Howie Mandel.
That sounds like it would be.
Hungry Howie. Jennifer Garner. I just like
Garner.
This story. This wasn't a big story. This was just a story I had to put in because I am a Jennifer Garner fan.
Sure.
A huge fan. She got to lock lips with an actress named Natasha Malfi in the 2005 movie Elektra, and it was an education. She says, quote, it was a great kiss. I was like, oh, I get it. Women are softer. No wonder women kiss women. Just hearing Jennifer Garner. I think Jennifer Garner has maintained her sexiness.
Oh, yeah. She was just here in D.C. She was just here in D.C., I think yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
To kiss women?
No, she talked to a public school.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
This I could totally see happening. It sounds like a lot of other people showed up for the lesson, too. Quote, here's her quote. Every man from the studio who I'd ever met or never met or heard from or seen showed up on set to watch that day.
Sure.
The gay men, the straight men, they just all suddenly were like, yeah, we just came in for a set visit in the middle of nowhere in British Columbia.
Set visit!
I could see where that happened. I even like her little credit card commercial.
Yeah, she's good.
I just Jennifer Garner, and you know, the fact that she was kind of dumped on by Ben Affleck makes her even more attractive to
cheated on with a nanny.
Yeah, it sounds like he was a lousy kisser.
According to a new survey, more than half of millennials say they're currently going through a quarter life crisis. 60% of people between the ages of 25 and 35 said they're in a quarter-life crisis right now, and they're having trouble coping with financial or personal issues. Here are the top three reasons. One, not making enough money. Two, can't find a good job. Three, they have relationship issues or can't find someone worth dating. So there it is.
Are they saying they're going to live to 100? F them.
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo and whatnot. Boo-hoo.
Become a Lyft driver.
Boy, you.
A dare
work.
On Monday night, this is not a funny story. I put this in here because United Airlines is really sucking lately. Monday night, a woman and her two young children were flying from Houston to LaGuardia. They had their French bulldog puppy with them in a carrier. A flight attendant told them it had to go in the overhead bin.
What?
Can you believe this?
No.
The woman tried to protest. Now, first of all, I've seen people with little dogs. You put them like next to you in the seat. Under the seat in front of you. The woman tried to protest. Flight attendant wouldn't back down, so the woman put the dog up there. When they landed, the puppy was dead. Seriously, United, what are you doing? What is going on? United, this is what United does. They gave a standard apology, and they say they're investigated, and they refunded the family's tickets. What a great gesture. Thank you, United.
Wow.
There you go.
Remember when they used to be the best?
Yeah, they really did. For a long, long time. Yeah. That's just terrible. But let's light it up, okay? Because I don't want my ratings to go down.
You don't want to come off a dead dog story.
That's right. Not a dead dog dying. And now a little something something. Two, I want somebody to use his effing brain.
And what happened to the pictures you were supposed to see?
Is Don on the phone?
Yeah, all right.
I want somebody.
An up-tempo dog.
French. He was a little French bulldog. United. I'm sorry. A 32-year-old woman named Amber Young from Marana, Arizona, was getting married on Monday. So she put on her wedding dress that morning, and, well, she did what all brides do. She apparently got drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Very drunk.
No.
Tradition.
Then she did another thing all brides do. She got in her own car to drive to her wedding.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And she caused a 3-car accident.
Okay.
When the cops got there, they arrested her for DUI, and there's a picture going viral now of Amber in handcuffs wearing her wedding dress. This is the good news. She wasn't in jail long. After she signed a citation with a promise that she'd appear in court at a later date. So in theory, she still could have gotten married. There's no word on whether or not she did, whether she made it to the ceremony. Wedding dress, $500. Reception hall, $5,000. 10 vodka and cranberries before you drive to the church, priceless. There it is. Thank you, Amber. Have a wonderful wedding day. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I do. I don't understand.
I understand.
Connecting is everything. Slacking is nothing.
Mailbag.
It's all about you.
Mailbag.
Birthdays.
Hooray.
Anniversaries.
Don't F it up.
Stories.
Be interesting.
Shtick.
Be funny.
Feedback.
If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Email Rob.
To me.
At MikeOMaraShow.com.
DMOS.
Your thoughts to our ears through Mike's mouth.
Creepy.
Most Tuesdays on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mailbag.
Stay in the know. Mailbag.
Mailbag.
By TMOS.
By the bonus.
It's like a perfume commercial. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. It's the worst time of the year.
Yes.
Your mouth is broken. Your nicotine patch fell off. Bike seat has no nose. And you dropped your Lego helicopter.
Whoa, no.
What will you do? What will you do? Well, you harebrained simpleton, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a crying Ryan to a chipper ripper. Look at the joy. Look at the joy.
Because the couplets are getting harder to do. Comes up, it's good, yeah. Right?
What you should do is on the weekend, like try to knock 4 or 5 out with other people while you're drinking.
Oh, and no one comes to my home.
Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking and start clicking like a baseball card in your bike spokes. Click the banner ad in a furious manner. Furiously do it. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, March 14th, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
Hi, Caleb. It's Mr. Spiewak. I need you to come over and help me rhyme.
Yes, and drink.
We mentioned the passing of Stephen Hawking, age 76. The thing about him, yes, he was brilliant. Yes, he was brave. But the thing, he had a sense of humor. He actually did a bit on Big Bang Theory where he played himself and destroyed Sheldon. Mm. He found a mathematical error in Sheldon's report, and it was a great scene because Sheldon passed out. But this was my favorite line. When you can actually use a computer-generated voice and still deliver a punchline, that's pretty good.
If you were sitting in a chair for 40 years, you'd get bored too. Gotta go chow.
Gotta go chow.
I love that. I love that.
That's it.
Would like to.
That's it.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Stephen.
The theory of everything.
Do you want to come out of an up-tempo record when you talk about a dog dying?
And I got to talk about an effing dog dying. He's gone on the phone. I want someone to use his effing brain. So I don't have to come out of an up-tempo record to talk about an effing dog dying.
Now, while we're talking about Stephen Hawking's voice, the voice synthesizers had come a long way since he started talking like that, and they asked him.
Sure have.
They asked him why he kept the old voice from the mid-80s.
The voice that I use is a very old hardware speech synthesizer. Made in 1986. I keep it because I have not heard a voice I like better, and because by now, I have identified with it.
Isn't that right, Stephen?
Picky, picky, picky. Picky, picky. Rest in peace.
Are you sad, Dr. Hawking, about the passing of rapper Craig Mack?
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I am.
Do you like the song Flava in Ya Ear?
Yeah, boy.
Why you whining on the charts climbing as I make the phone kicking out more harder than a diamond?
That's not my favorite.
Which one do you like?
Parents just don't understand.
Okay, I'm
it's
done.
It's a different guy.
Craig Mack was 46.
Well, Craig Mack, by the way, just briefly, Craig Mack first saw, when you're in high school and you get your license and you're 16, at least in the 90s, you are pumped. You like windows down, music right. up, right?
Sure.
And I remember my mom made the poor mistake of giving her brand new 96 gold Camry to her son, Oscar.
And it was solid gold.
Yeah, and I'm driving down, Craig Mack's playing, and if anything, I just don't hit the brakes, and I completely run into a median, and I sat there,
oh,
and I was like.
Oh, no, like right after you got your license?
Yeah, right after I got my license, and I said, well, this song is great, but this car is effed up.
I can't believe that you have a relatable for Craig Mack. Yes. Well, safe home, Mr. Mack. If you're really smart, what you could have done is gotten your mom's car and replaced her little chime that says your door is open
yes.
with the song Africa by Toto. This guy was burning up Twitter yesterday because that's what he did. Here's him getting into his car. He starts it.
Good stereo.
Well, no, it's coming through the car's system that delivers the chime for when you put
modified.
The keys in. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So his car is actually playing a computerized version of Toto.
So he did that. He like jerry-rigged it.
Yes.
Whereas if you go to Oscar's car and start it.
No more you whining on the charts climbing as I make the phone.
I didn't tell my mom.
Oh, no.
For like a good 6 months when she came back from the dealer, she said, did someone crash my car? Because when you hit
what
a median.
What was the rapper's
Craig
name again?
Craig Mack.
Craig Mack.
When you hit a median, all that's scratched up, you actually just go over and you're just like hanging out.
Yeah.
Hey, right? Ranique from Canada, calling from Canada. Are you on a Canadian vacation right now?
Yes, I am in Canada right now.
Trust nobody up there. You are among the enemy.
Ranique, we're in the middle of the audio vault, but it is Wide Open Wednesday, and we didn't get to you last week, so I thought I'd say hi. How are you, my friend?
I am fantastic. I thought I'd call in from Canada because I knew Rob would have a problem with that.
All Ranique does is listen to the show, love the show, and then he does things that he thinks will annoy us, like wearing pajamas in the airport when he's traveling.
Do what you want.
Yeah, live a life. Live your life.
Ranique, what are you doing up in Canada?
I'm here visiting my girlfriend.
Oh,
Canadian girlfriend.
She's right here sitting next to me right now.
Oh, international love. Wow.
No, it's steak and you know what day.
That's right.
Steak and you. All right, Ranique, take care. Have a great trip up there.
Thanks a lot, guys.
There you go. That's Ranique Ransom. Very, very big fan.
Good guy.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
I've seen a lot of great things in the Air Studio. Let's close with this. But one of my favorite things, and I've had the pleasure of seeing Mike do it twice, asking Joe Theismann a question and then taking your headphones off and leaving the studio, knowing full well he'll talk for a minute and a half. That you have time.
A great interview because he would go on and on. And if you wanted to fill time, which when you're doing a 4-hour radio show, that's what you want. He was one of the best.
So here's Joe yesterday commenting on the very lucrative Kirk Cousins deal that has been everyone's talking about, right?
Who did Cousins go to? I wasn't even paying attention.
It looks like the Vikings.
The Vikings.
Yeah.
Vikings.
Guaranteed $80+ million.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
3 years.
And Joe Theismann has much to say, which is not a surprise, but I think you will love the phrase he invents because I don't think anyone's ever said this phrase before.
You know, Kirk's deal is what it is. I mean, it played out the way he wanted it to. He's had a football team that wanted him. It's not the Redskins didn't want him, but I think it would have been a big nut to swallow.
It's a big nut to swallow, Mike. Not a tough nut to crack. Not a bitter pill to swallow, but a big nut to swallow. And if you're curious, yes, that is a category. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Thank you, Dr. Hawking. Safe home.
That is a big nut to swallow. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Michael Mary Show 24 hours a day.
Send your messages
for our Tuesday mail break to Rob
with an extra B.
Extra
at
what?
MichaelMaraShow.com.
I can't do it anymore. All regular mail, TMOS Box 32-101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, 96 Americans are killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Have a nice day.